F98-0903, The Scourging Post. Base not your value, your worth, nor your productiveness in the kingdom on those things which we shall discuss this day, says the Spirit of Grace. For the Lord your God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You have been very diligent to walk in the light that you have had to this point, and with that diligence the Lord is pleased. You are simply changing realms of operation now. You are stepping above the realm of the work of man to the realm of the work of God. This is a time of correction and a time of reordering the steps that have led somewhat astray from His perfect will for your life. Receive this as a son entering maturity now, who can forsake the childish things of the past and begin to walk as a son of maturity in the true work of God, which is by the Spirit and by the Spirit only. You have used the talents, the equipment, the associations, and the knowledge which the Lord has given you to minister to the sheep at a level where you have felt comfortable and safe. You should know that comfort and safety are not normally hallmarks of those who choose to walk in the perfect will of the Lamb. You have used the tape ministry somewhat as a veil in order to deliver the truth into the homes of many people, while at the same time keeping secret your failings and weaknesses in the flesh. To walk in this low level of His acceptable will for your life, you have used the tape ministry as a cloak of anonymity to hide those things which you know would destroy the confidence of many if they knew. You should know and take some comfort in the knowledge that many use the pulpit ministry in the same manner. For they are certainly different persons at home in their house than the person they show as they stand in the pulpit. They cloak their failings behind the veil of ministry, and seldom, if ever, are the sheep given any glimpses behind the veil into their personal lives. The Father is aware of this. The Lord Jesus Christ is aware of this. It is according to the acceptable walk. However, it will never suffice to bring forth the perfect will of God in any true minister who desires to walk on the path of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. I have given you ample warning and prepared your heart to understand that the instructions that come from the mind of Christ do not come in the manner which you have supposed. His instructions always come in such a manner that they loose the Spirit of the living God to manifest the will of the Father in the earth. I have also instructed you that I am the Spirit of truth. I only bring truth from His mind to yours. If the truth is rejected, I have nothing else to bring. Those that reject my truth, I bring it again, and I bring it again, and I bring it again. But if they continue to reject the truth, then they eventually become blind and deaf to the things revealed by the Spirit of truth. By their own will they blind themselves, and they become deaf to my voice. Then I can reveal the truth to them no longer. Be not as one of those. The first instruction you received from His mind was to put first priority on becoming continually aware of my presence with you. Your diligence in this matter has been measured far below your diligence in the administration of the ministry. This must change. Put first place and give the most earnest heed to those things that I bring you from the mind of Christ. For these are the things involved in your transformation to walk on the path of the works of God being manifested in the earth. I will help you with this as a measure for your mind. Measure out your day. On purpose, schedule time to put first place becoming aware of my presence with you. Measure the day and measure the time that you give to this first instruction from the mind of Christ. I say unto you again, there is nothing more important in your life than this complete and total awareness that the Spirit of the living God is with you. That is the next obstacle that must fall on the path to arriving at the next clearing. I say again unto you, put that first and you release me to manifest all of the natural things that you need. At this moment, that first instruction is for you, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Other things are allowed for you to do, but you must put that first in order to remain on the path of His perfect will for your life, says the Spirit of Grace. Today you are to receive the second instruction from the mind of Christ, which will release the power of the Spirit to manifest the will of the Father in your life. You have already rejected this instruction twice, and even a third time this day, as I have attempted to paint the vision of the scourging post in your spirit. Say not with your mouth that you know not what it is, for you do know what it is. It is the scourging post where Christ was lashed, where the whip was laid across His back, and where the blood flowed as He was scourged and His flesh was laid bare. Now, see the scourging post again, as I paint it once more in your spirit. Reject it not, says the Spirit of the Lord. You see how it is only belt high, and that a man must kneel to be attached to it. You see the shackles of chains that are attached and hang from the post. Yet notice that the shackles are unlocked and are empty. In the natural realm, men are shackled against their will to the scourging post, to have the law of man imposed upon them. It is not so in the kingdom of God, nor in the realm of the Spirit. I, nor the Lord Jesus Christ, nor your Father, will force you against your will to shackle yourself to this post. In the kingdom of God, for those who would walk on the high path of the call of God in Christ Jesus, each man must choose to embrace the post of scourging, of his own free will. Jesus could have called for 12 legions of angels to free him from the scourging post, but he chose to remain there. It is time for you to embrace the scourging post, where the things of the flesh, which have hindered your walk greatly, shall be removed forever. And I say again, forever, by the lash of the Spirit. You are not forced to embrace the scourging post, except if your hunger and your desire for the perfect will of God is sufficient to cause you to bow the knee and to embrace the post. The Spirit does not force you. The Son does not force you. The Father does not force you. Your own desire and hunger shall force you if you desire the high path to which the Father has called you. If you run from the scourging post this day, know that I shall go with you, and I will continue to work with you in the acceptable will of God which you have chosen. But know this: your hunger will increase, and the day will come when you will once again face the scourging post. If you run again on that day, then know that I shall go with you, and I will continue to work with you in the acceptable will of God which you choose each time that you run from the scourging post. But understand again that the hunger will build within you, be it today, be it next month, be it next year. Understand the day will come when your own hunger for the high call of God in Christ Jesus will force you to embrace the scourging post. You may choose to do so this day, for your hunger is great, says the Lord. Christ is wanting you to know that He forces no man to the scourging post, but His love draws all men there who choose the Lamb as their first love. You have asked for the Lamb's perfect will for your life. The perfect will of God is represented by the words of Christ when He said, "Take up your cross and follow Me." You have asked to know what your cross is that you may bear it. Understand that on the path to that cross, you first come to the scourging post. The scourging post is where all those things of the flesh must die before you shall be able to take up your cross. The scourging post is where man's aspirations die. The scourging post is where weakness of the flesh is purged. The scourging post is where your will dies completely and His will becomes yours. The scourging post is where what is known as man must bow the knee so those things of the flesh may be exposed by the lash of the Spirit to be purged by the blood of the Lamb. There is no avoiding the scourging post for those who would truly take up the cross assigned to them by the Lamb. I bring you the mind of Christ. The Son this day is asking you, not commanding you, will you of your own free choice embrace the scourging post? The Son asks you to look once more at the scourging post within your spirit. Do you see the stain of blood that remains on the post from when He knelt there? Know and understand that as your flesh embraces the scourging post, the power in His blood is there already to cleanse you and purge you from all that is not the will of the Father. His blood has preceded you. His blood is waiting for you, and the power in His blood shall transform you. Again, I remind you, when you emerge from the Lamb's room of fellowship, you shall be a changed man. You shall be a new man. Well, how do I embrace the scourging post? How do I do it, Lord, is the question that I hear from your Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. You have asked the right question. I now bring you the second instruction from the mind of Christ. Beginning this day, you are to incorporate longer and longer periods of fasting into your life. That time has come. No veil of anonymity can be permitted on the path of the high call of God in Christ Jesus for your life. To walk in the Father's perfect will for you, my son, total exposure to the people shall be required. What they see in ministry must be what you are at home. At that level of power, no hypocrisy is permissible. The same power that will heal them will destroy you. Has not history proven this fact through the many servants who attained to the walk of power, yet cloaked their flesh behind a veil of hypocrisy? The enemy cannot be restrained when such is the case, and his arsenal of destruction is fully launched against all unpurged flesh. It must needs be that you come first to the scourging post before you arrive at your cross. I am speaking of His high call for you to walk in manifested glory as the Lamb Himself has previously spoken unto you. To walk in that realm requires the transformation to love. I am not speaking of walking in the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, for both you and Sue are now able to walk at that level. Your mind cannot yet understand this, but it can receive this as being truth. As long as the gifts are being operated as the Spirit wills, a buffer is created around you because of lack of responsibility on your part. My children are protected when they operate in the gifts as the Spirit wills, for there is a buffer of safety placed around them due to their lack of responsibility for initiation of these actions. You will understand this more as you mature. Obedience without question to my voice in this day, when it comes to the operation of the gifts of the Spirit, does not expose you to an increased level of warfare from the enemy. I permit no such launch of his arsenal against you, for you are walking as a child, merely following instruction, not as a mature son who initiates warfare at the direction of Christ. For the son of full stature, safety is only afforded when Satan has nothing in you. The scourging post is on the path for you, if you desire to ever walk in His manifested glory. Manifested glory is the cross which the Father has assigned to you. Embrace the scourging post. The sooner you embrace the scourging post, the sooner the power of the Spirit is released to transform you more into the image of Him who beget you. I hear you asking me how. How should I incorporate fasting into my life in a manner that shall be safe to my physical man? The Spirit of the Lord says unto you as a general pattern, one day on, one day off, 2 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on, 3 days off, and so forth, until you acquire deeper and deeper levels of purging of the desires of the flesh. This is not a law unto you, but is given as a general pattern. Make allowances for holidays, for meetings, and for special activities, for it is not the Father's desire to remove you from all fellowship with man. Follow this as a general pattern for establishing deeper and deeper levels of the scourging of the flesh, to bring mortification that can receive the mind of Christ. Remember, His blood is at this post. Call on the power of it to sustain you, and it surely will, says the Lord of hosts. As your counselor, I advise you to make a fasting schedule 1 month, and sometimes even 2 months in advance, that you fail not to make direct progress on this instruction from the mind of Christ. Each time you come off the fast, be sure to incorporate those things which I have instructed you that will reset your metabolism rate. You will avoid the consequences that befall most. Your health shall improve speedily as you do these things, says the Lord. I hear you saying, this does not sound like an easy yoke nor a light burden. This is only because you have not yet known the degree of hindrance that your flesh has imposed on the life of Christ within you. This instruction from the mind of Christ shall remove hindrances that will allow His life in you to grow exceedingly, where more of the burdens of your life can be borne by the Spirit rather than upon your own shoulders, says the Spirit of grace. It is hard to choose new wine and forsake the old when all you have ever tasted is the old. At this point, you must trust me that the new wine is better, for it truly is. You will look back and say, truly, that was an easy yoke and that was a light burden, for it allowed the Spirit of the living God to lift the weight of decades from off my shoulders. My health did spring forth speedily, and my light did break forth as the morning. Righteousness went before me and led me in the way of the Lord. Truly, this was an easy yoke and a light burden from the Lord.